Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I'm still lamenting that I missed my tide, as they said in the age of sailing ships. I had my shot to get on CNN live, unedited, and hit the New World Order between the eyes. I'd have come right out with it. It was an inside job. But my fault. Called me and had 5 hours the chance to get on. Never got the message, never did it. But that's okay, because the fellow that did get on did a pretty good job compared to a lot of other people out there that they could have gotten. And Tarpley must have done a really good job, because they did a taped interview with him to kind of bring in his filler with the live program. It was part live, part taped, and they only gave him 30 seconds after he interviewed him for 15 minutes. So it's all very, very important. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, who just joined us, CNN, almost an 11-minute piece, just shy of that, Showbiz Tonight, with the fairest, most balanced report I've ever seen on mainstream television. It is a benchmark. It is a new event. It is a new level as this thing goes mainstream. It's not just them letting Jimmy Walters on for 3 minutes and screaming at him on Fox TV where he can't get two words in edgewise. This was very, very fair, in fact, leaning towards us, with some little comments about conspiracy theories, and, well, the majority of people obviously still don't believe this, and that's not the truth. Major polls, 90% on CNN last year said they thought there's a cover-up going on Anderson Cooper's own show after he did an hour-long hit piece on it. And then there's also, of course, the Zogby right at 50%. And so it's all very, very, all very, very important what's happening, and I'm very, very excited, and I commend the courage of Charlie Sheen, who I've just found to be a very intelligent, informed person on these issues. A lot of international news I mentioned earlier we'll be getting into. Paul Watson joining us in 30 minutes. Today we did have scheduled a very valiant and courageous reporter who was inside New Orleans during the flooding, got video inside the jails with the people inside the jails, dead bodies, the police in the jails unable to get out with their families, floating in water, no one helping them. And he was going to be on this hour, but we pushed it back because there's so much going on. I think we're going to have him on the last 30 minutes of the show today, and he's going to let us play on the web on InfoWars and Prison Planet some of the unseen stuff, stuff the media covered up in New Orleans in the aftermath, the first week after Katrina. And he's just got amazing photos and video, and he's a fellow Texan, and he can't come on tomorrow because of his job, but we'll try to cram him in today. I hope he's still joining us coming up in the second half of the third hour. Let's just go to calls right now. Eric in Connecticut. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Sorry to call again so soon, but I just couldn't resist. I was at my local music store last night, and good old Hannity was on. Next thing I know, a caller calls in, talks about Bohemian Grove, talks about the worshiping of Moloch, talks about the 40-foot stone owl, talks about the sacrifice, and Hannity basically blew him off and called him a nut.
Was this on TV or radio?
This was on the radio show, I think around just shy of 5 o'clock. And Hannity basically cut him off. He went on, the caller went on, and say, hey, just Google it. I didn't catch whether he referred to you or any of your websites, but it was great to hear. And Hannity, I mean, you know, I thought he was going to blow an artery because he just couldn't handle it. And also, one last thing, Alex.
Yeah, you know who does that? It's John Connor.
Okay.
He calls into all the shows. It's really great.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, we're swarming them is what's happening.
Oh, yeah. They're getting overwhelmed. And
I mean, what are they going to do when we all know the truth? What are they going to do when we all know who they are?
Well, it's getting to that point, Alex.
Believe me, I'm talking to people behind the scenes, and they all know. They're like, yeah, we're scared.
Oh, yeah.
You folks, it's incredible.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you. I mean, the American people are going to figure out that the New World Order isn't good for us. In fact, it's real unhealthy. It's real bad. And it's better to stand up than to lay down. The cost is greater to lay down. The cost is much greater if we do nothing. You know, they taught you, don't fight City Hall, don't get involved, don't make waves, you'll be okay. Only thing you'll get in life not making waves is being an unhappy loser who's stomped on by tyranny. Engage in life. Eat it up. Drink it up. Live it. Love it. You're just a woman. I'm sorry. Started going off into Led Zeppelin tunes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, on CNN Showbiz Today, that was a historic program yesterday, over 10 minutes long, where it was fair. And they let a lot of the information about government involvement and cover-up concerning 9/11 go public. And we've got the video clips and the audio and analysis of it up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, there's a lot of other international and national news we're going to cover here in a few minutes, but let's continue with your calls, as is customary, at the start of the second hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in Kansas. Greg, you're on the air.
Awesome. I'm sorry, kind of nervous here, but
that's okay, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. I am a longtime listener, but a first-time caller.
Okay, welcome.
And, yeah, I just want to say awesome job on the Charlie Sheen interview and everything. The lady on there, basically all she was saying was just doublespeak. You know, it's like you said, she wants people to read more. I mean, what does that mean? You know, so the only thing I would suggest...
She's like, it may look like a controlled demolition to you, but the experts really know. And then there's all these experts, the heads of mining universities and physicists and the Underwriter Laboratories, their chief investigators said it clearly. The Firefighter Association, Firefighter Magazine saying it's a cover-up, saying it's impossible. I mean, all the experts who aren't on government payroll are saying what we're saying.
Exactly, and she didn't even bother to say, like...
You can see the explosions on Building 7 going off. Boom, 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 boom. And there's hundreds of firefighters and police on videotape saying the same thing.
Exactly. She didn't even bother to, like, you know, try to say which, you know, experts, you know, supported her views. I mean,
that's what I would have also said on the show. I would have said, hey, there are hundreds of firefighter and police tapes where they're saying they saw the bombs going off. Building 7, you can see the blast points.
Exactly. That's the thing I would say is, if you go on Anderson Cooper tonight, I would just bring up Building 7 and ask them to play the clip just like Stephen E. Jones did on Tucker Carlson's show. Just basically, you know, just punk them out and, you know, just tell people they can go to video at Google Video and pull up the information.
Well, I hate to keep bemoaning, and I normally don't cry over spilt milk, but, I mean, it would have helped this country if I'd have got on there last night. It's my fault. We dropped the ball, I'm not even mad. I'm disgusted.
Hey, brother, you're fighting a good fight, so, you know, you're still a help to the country and everything.
Yeah, but it's a simple thing like checking voicemail.
Oh, yeah. I would just say to everybody else out there who's listening, I just try to wake up somebody, at least one person every day, and I think if we can all do that, then we can, you know, send these NWO guys, SOBs, you know, packing back to where they came from. So.
Well, bottom line, if we don't expose who's behind the terror, it's over.
Exactly.
We're going to live in a real live police state. And I'm not kidding when I say this, that makes Stalinist Russia look like a picnic.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to you, I'm a gun owner right now. So, you know, just keep fighting the good fight, brother, you know.
All right. Thank you so much. You know, that's something else I want to point out. Fake neocon Laura Ingrams, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity's, they convert people to being mainline liberals. Because they hear the sickening lies and the twisting by the neocons, and they go, I'm not a conservative, I'm a liberal now. But we're able to go out. And, I mean, I've got half this liberal town of Austin out buying, you know, AK-47s. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, I've got the liberals packing because they're not liberals. They're now Americans. They're now constitutionalists. They now get it. We untie their brains. We don't tell them what to think. We just show them the truth and show them how they've been manipulated, and then they start thinking on their own. It's just like I can go debate any liberal on any liberal talk show, and if they let me talk, I'll clean their clock because I got the facts, not because I'm special. You can do it, too, once you get the real paradigm and the facts and are in the real world and aren't in their false system. And I can go on any neocon show and clean their clocks because I got the facts, and all they've got is emotion and name-calling. And you can do the same thing, too. Listen, we got the truth. The truth is the sword of the Lord. The truth is powerful. The truth is unstoppable. And they're not going to stop us from getting the truth out. I want the murderers who carried out 9/11 and carried out other terror attacks and carried out biological and chemical and radiological testing on the American people. I want them to know they're going to be brought to justice. We're not going to sit here while they, again, I've talked about it. Have you ever seen a sheep? I haven't seen it myself, but I've seen the aftermath of it, and I've seen wildlife footage of it. Sheep will just lay over when a coyote or wolf comes over. They don't run. They just lay over, and the wolf starts eating them hind end first because that's got the most nutrients. And it'll actually sit there and rip their intestines out, their hind end, while it sits there. It'll sit there and let its babies get eaten. Listen to me. I'm not going to lay there while you tear my guts out. You understand? I'm not going to lay here and go along with what you're doing. I read it when Henry Kissinger said he wants to kill us, when he said they need to reduce the world population forcibly. I read it when the World Health Organization said it. I read it when Prince Philip said it and Ted Turner and Jacques Cousteau. My wife was talking to a real nice lady the other day that she knows who has three wonderful children. And my wife's like, what's it like having three children? We might have three. And she goes, I'll tell you, it's great. And she's a mainline, you know, lady, very successful in business. And she said, it's really weird. I'll be at church. I'll be at the grocery store. I'll be all over. People walk over and say, there's too many people, too many mouths to feed. You shouldn't have three. And, of course, they're just mad because they love death. I mean, let me tell you something. You go to, say, UT professor cocktail parties. I've been to them. And all they talk about is, we've got to reduce population, the people bomb. You understand it's a whole genre, it's a whole way of life. You know, the average person is into the baseball and football or fishing or hunting. I'm not saying that's bad, but you're into that. You're experts on that. You talk about that. You talk about what your stocks and bonds are doing. You talk about your kids' little league baseball. Well, let me tell you what elitists talk about and then want to be elitists and their functionaries. They talk about killing you. And I want you to learn about that. You know, that's the attitude of, well, we did nerve gas the town to see what it will do, and then we covered it up. Because we've got to know these things. Plus, there's too many people. The earth is in trouble. Yes, I'm in a business deal to take farmers and ranchers' land, and I'll build a hotel on it, but they don't need it. They're hurting the environment. No, it's an excuse to do whatever you want. And I'm not kidding when I use that voice. You know, the Thurston Howell voice.
Ben Buffy, I'm going to see you at the club. Are you going to be playing croquet or cricket?
I mean, it's that Eastern Atlantic accent. It's that certain crowd of blue bloods who were allied with the crown 230 years ago. The Bushes were, you know that? They've always been trash against this country. They've always been enemies of America. And I'm sick of them. And I'm not going to put up with them. And I'm not going to go along with them. And I'm not going to lay over. It's like a bunch of hyenas taking down a lion. It may take 20 of them. They may be able to do it. But I'm a lion, and so are you. And there's more of us than there are of them, so we can destroy these hyenas. And, yeah, there's only a few of us that are bold enough to stand up, so they do corner us. And they do SWAT team us, and they do attack us, and they do audit us, and they do all those things. But you know what? A lion has to stand up, and we swat them, and we knock them down, and we're getting to the point where they're getting scared to approach us because there's more and more of us. There's more and more lions, and they're starting to get scared. And then a lot of their minions, a lot of their servants are starting to get scared and going, yeah, it's true. Yeah, something's going on. Yeah, yeah, America's a police state. Yeah, that stuff's right. Hey, don't call me a conspiracy theorist. You're admitted to be doing this stuff. So that's what's going on. That's what's happening. And you're a lion, folks. You're a tiger. You're an elephant. You're not. You're a water buffalo. You ever seen one of those go after a bunch of hyenas or even go after lions? I mean, even a little. I've seen footage of. I like those wildlife shows. You know, you ever seen like a? What's the smaller cat species they've got in India? It's not the lion. The tiger. They have tigers in India. That's a smaller cat. Oh, it'll pop in my head in a minute. But it's still, you know, good size. And it runs out of the jungle to grab a warthog's babies. And, man, that warthog is a lot smaller than the jungle cat. That warthog just turns around and at high speed rams straight in. I mean, just like it was an NFL linebacker, driving into to the running back. And just guts it, just runs its tusk right up the side, and you see blood just pouring out of that cat. And that cat hits the woods. I mean, we're human beings. Do you know our ancestors killed woolly mammoths and cave bears and cave tigers and lions? And our ancestors stood up against incredible adversity and incredible climate changes and have gone through all of this. We are powerful. We are vicious. We are smart. We are aggressive, and you've got to tap into that. And the survival instinct, the globalists have taken sports and all this, and that's a facsimile to put our tribal energies into. We have tribal energies for a reason. Number one, because other groups of our own species, other tribes, are always trying to dominate smaller tribes. And we've got to be the tribe that lives over the hill they don't mess with. We got to be the people that aren't going to lay down and go into captivity. You may be about to come in here and kill all our men and take our women and children, but you're going to get a fight before it happens. Again, I don't believe in reincarnation. I'm a Christian. But what I do believe in is what science has shown, and that's ancestral memories or instincts. A lot of you probably heard of this, and all the evidence shows it. You know, that's what your instincts are. It's ingrained in you, the survival code. Because you didn't survive, and if you didn't get it together, and you didn't pass your genes on. And so I don't understand the cowardly mode out there of rolling over. I'm like that little warthog, man. I got tusk. I'm little, but I'm fast and I'm mean. And if you think you're going to take my babies, you think you're going to eat me, you are going to get a fight. You are going to have to take your licks. You understand New World Order. You know, you got these rich CIA guys and these hitmen, and that's who runs our government. Most of the people in government right now, the head of all, quote, intelligence and all these chieftains, I mean, they started out in like the 50s and 60s as hitmen. I mean, they're not wimps. But there's something wrong with them. They're still not real men. A real man doesn't hurt women and children. A real man doesn't abuse the meek and the weak. They think they're tough because they're predatory. And most of these guys were hardcore hitmen in the 60s and 50s. These guys have run ops in the jungles and ops in the desert, and then they move on because they're reprobate and they're ruthless and they're sociopathic. And they run whole governments. And so they've learned that we're a bunch of sheep that they can shove around. But I want them listening right now to know that the good men of this country are a lot stronger than you are, and you know it. And you're scared, aren't you? You just keep laughing, you arrogant pieces of trash. We're coming for you.
You can get some of us, but you're not going to get all of us. And you can pull whatever terror attacks you're going to pull. Because in the end, you're going to hang for it.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Moitas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Moitas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Moitas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Moitas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris. The source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Safer being a man, being a woman, having a backbone, not being a spineless jellyfish. Ron in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Then we'll go to Emmett, Dave, Patrick, and others. Go ahead, Ron.
Yesterday, our local newspaper, the Zdeco here, the Daily Oklahoman, ran a column by right-wing columnist Cal Thomas. Thomas' column was about the national debt, how bad it was, how the Republican Congress was sending us into bankruptcy, and Bush had done nothing about it, had not vetoed any budget. He went on to talk about how the Democrats were as bad as the Republicans, and even though when Clinton left office, he left with a surplus, he concluded by saying that at the very least, we needed, what this country needs is a viable third party, or failing that, another revolution. I almost had a heart attack when I read it.
Well, that's because a lot of establishment people, number one, none of their readers will even give them any support unless they talk like we talk. Number two, they're realizing their grandkids and kids have no future. I mean, a lot of these elitists making millions of dollars a year are going, I'm not really part of the elite, and I'm going to lose my country. And you know what? It's probably too late. Yeah, you did it. You killed America. Great job. But don't tell Laura Ingraham and Rush Limbaugh that, man. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful.
Alex, last year I talked to you about this guy, Cal Thomas, and suggested to your readers that they clue him into the gospel according to Alex.
I remember that call.
It must have made a difference, Alex, and I plead with all of your listeners to contact all of these right-wing columnists, spin doctors, whoever.
And ask them, how is doubling the size of the BATF, and according to the NRA, being more anti-gun than Clinton, how is that conservative?
And to clue them into the gospel according to Alex. Also, Alex, here,
well, it's not me, man. It's just what's going on.
Also, Alex, here in Oklahoma, some of our Republican state legislatures have introduced a bill to require state and local employees to notify the INS when illegal aliens apply for state services, and also to require positive identification of people registering to vote. Now, the Catholic and the Episcopal diocese have came out against this.
I know. A lot of states are trying to say, don't worry, we won't arrest felons, but can we at least not give them all the free welfare? Hillary's headline about she's against criminalizing illegal aliens. Criminalizing illegal. How do you criminalize something that's already illegal?
Well, they're criminals. That's what it is. When they're here illegally, they are criminals. They are felons. They broke our laws. They came into this country.
I hear you.
They stole our jobs.
What do you think of the CNN piece?
I heard you talking about that earlier. I didn't get to see it, but it's a ray of hope.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Thanks for the call. Emmett in Pennsylvania. Emmett, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I heard about General Motors, and they're crying bankruptcy, and they want like 124,000 employees to take concessions. And you figure a big corporation like that that builds tanks and jeeps for our military, plus all the...
Yeah, they've got plenty of money. It's just a big scam.
What I wondered.
I thought it'd be great for GM once they move most of the factories to Mexico and China. That's already where most of it's built to begin with.
Uh-huh.
They're already building cars in China. They just put them together here.
Uh-huh. Well, I used to repair the electronic ignitions in the General Motors cars. I was thinking about all the little satellites that supply them with parts, you know, like that.
Well, you don't need a job, sir. How dare you even ask for one? You're lucky that
enough
times even let you draw breath.
I know. Well, thank you.
Thank you. How dare you not, you know, I mean, how dare you want people to have jobs? You're just very evil. Dave in Indiana. Dave, go ahead.
It's Steve.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
I'm just like you are. I did my studying, and my question is this. If our president's dealing with a terrorist, which is Bin Laden, and they got an oil company together, Bin Laden and Bush's do.
Yeah, I know,
And his brother was head security for 2 years on the 7 buildings that got torn down.
Yep.
And the FBI agent that wrote the book on about telling about the 911 was placed in charge of head security September 11th, so they got rid of him at the same time.
Absolutely. Anything else, Steve?
Hey, I'm like you. I'm out there pushing, and I'm pissing people off.
Good job, sir. Thanks for the call. Keep taking your calls, covering the news. Paul Watson on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host, fighting the New World Order at point blank range. We're the kamikazes of the InfoWar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
In a bloody war for liberty, for their descendants, that's us. We ever thank our forefathers and mothers? We're free today, thanks to them. And now the progeny of evil is trying to overthrow that liberty, and they're not going to get away with it without a fight. And I believe they're going to lose if we stand up and stop listening to the theology that tells us to be victims and that we're going to fail. We're victorious. We will be victorious. Paul Watson is in the wings right now, but I think we air this, I guess, about once a month. Don Henley's inside job, the people that took down the towers, they're doing it, they're doing it, they're going to keep doing it. Here's Don Henley. People that took down the towers are doing it to you and me, and they know your mother's maiden name. They know what you got hidden under your mattress. And yeah, they carried out 9/11. Don Henley. The media is so dumb they never even picked up on Don Henley, frankly, saying a lot more than Charlie Sheen is saying. So let's roll this, and we'll come back to Paul Watson, international news, your calls, and a lot more. But here is Inside Job by Don Henley.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names and the letters.
Keep it rolling.
I know what I've done wrong. I am acquainted with the night. I know how hard it is to always walk out in the light. And it's an inside job to learn about forgiving. It's an inside job to hang on to the joy of living. You know the road by which you came. I know your mother's maiden name. And what you had for breakfast. What you had in the mattress.
It's an inside job. It is. It's an inside job, just like it always is. Just like it always is. And you see, we're the majority. We were the majority 2 years ago for my own polls I've done, doing thousands of radio interviews, talking to the people. Now major scientific polls have shown that for a year and a half, and now the numbers are accelerating. I was talking to a CNN producer this morning. He said, yeah. A year ago, you'd type in 911 conspiracy and get, you know, 600 and something thousand hits. Now you hit it and you get 20 something million links. And he goes, and that's just under one name. You see, we are the majority. But all the establishment's got is its slick facade to still convince us that we're the minority. And yes, I was the minority 2 months before 9/11, telling you about 9/11. I was the minority on 9/11. I remember talk show hosts and filmmakers making fun of me and saying I was wrong for a couple of years. And then they make films and say they're the granddaddies of it all. I don't care, folks. I'm glad there's a lot of people standing up and getting involved. I want all of you to be trailblazers. But I'll tell you, Don Henley's a trailblazer. Well, that song you just heard, been out for about a year. I'll tell you who else is a trailblazer. First Hollywood person to go public. Charlie Sheen, and I commend him. Why am I so excited about it? Because now tens of millions of people that didn't know are learning the truth. See, these neocon publications, even the Boston Herald attacked us, and then the fools put links in there to other America-hating people, WTC7.net, and all these other sites where they'll go and see incontrovertible proof of inside job. So, see, they're hanging themselves. They're dousing themselves in gasoline, thinking they're attacking us. These fools don't even know that they dig a pit for us and they fall into it. I mean, I love it. They attack us, and then we have the facts, and people go look and go, no, we're right. Don't you know you've already lost all credibility to begin with? Haven't you figured it out yet? You creeps just don't know. It's just like Romania and Ceausescu. Thought he had it all going just fine. Thought he had it all together. I'm convinced that they carry out a big attack, that it's going to backfire. Not overnight. Things will get even worse after that happens, but that is the beginning of the end for them. Right now, they could probably keep going forward. They just backed off and took what they got and kept, you know, control of the currency and the New World Order and their programs. But no, they just can't help it. They want to attack everybody. They want one world government now. They want to accelerate things, and they're going to lose. Just like every dictator in history and every oligarchy through history and every plutocracy through history gets too big for their britches and gets delusional. With all those yes men and women around him telling him how great they are and laughing and snickering and Karl Rove saying he controls reality. Hey, buddy, you don't control reality. You may control Jeff Gannon's underpants, but that's about as far as it goes. You punk. All right, let's go ahead and go to Paul Joseph Watson. He's been holding for about 8 minutes. I appreciate him doing that. Paul, good to have you on. A lot of this happened since you were on a few weeks ago.
Indeed, it has. Good to be back, Alex.
Just out of the gates, people aren't sick of hearing about it, and it's important, and it's seminal. Seminal is the key word. Seminal CNN piece last night. Seminal crossroads. And, Paul, you want to wager for 0 cents that, what's your wager? You think CNN will have me on tonight?
It depends if the story's still hot, which it is. And basically, in the last couple of hours, the floodgates have broken. CBS, Town Hall, Yahoo Entertainment News, they're all covering it, so it's only going to get bigger until late on Friday. So,
but I wonder, I mean, look, I can't blame CNN. They tried to get a hold of me, and we just didn't check the message here at the office. I just keep, because I could have, I think, done a better job than the 9/11 truth guy. But he still did, I mean, he did a great job. I mean, he scored a touchdown, but I think I'd have run four or five touchdowns on.
Well, I mean, but in comparison to what we usually have to put up with, you know, it's like a godsend, which goes to show that what we're saying is becoming less and less radical day by day.
Well, Webster thinks what I think. He thinks old line of leader getting scared. A lot of people in the establishment are seeing really what the New World Order is, and this is an attempt at the brakes. For the old line, Bilderberg elite, which we know from inside sources, is saying, look, slow down. We like, you know, the collegiality, the slowness of it. This is too fast.
Right. They're big fans of legislating their way towards world government and world tyranny, whereas the Anglo-American section is geared towards creating it violently via order out of chaos. But with
Blair and Bush is saying, we don't care what the law is, we are the law. And I think the elite's going, wait a minute, having dictators over our Western power arm could be dangerous for them.
Well, yeah, and as Charlie Sheen said, the worm is turning. And the second wave, I think, of the 9/11 movement, the first wave was kind of former government officials and people in prominent positions coming forward. The second wave...
Hey, that's a good headline. Second wave,
yeah.
Heralded by seminal CNN transmission.
Right, because the second wave is these high-profile public figures using their already massive media platform to carry the information. And then the third wave will be those who were actually in government at the time of 9/11, or those, you know, employed by the Bush administration.
The third wave you speak of attempted to come out 4 years ago, but was quashed, was crushed, and a lot of government people have tried to speak. They've been threatened with prison.
Right, but now as the worm is turning, the climate is ever more fertile for them to come forward. If we can start with the hit pieces, or the three that came out this morning, because now there's about 12 or 14 already.
And they're all hit pieces, correct?
Well, mainly, yeah. They just try and hang Sheen on his own words by repeating what he said, which is stupid on their part because it helps us, because people go and look at the information for themselves. But we had this morning the New York Post, Boston Herald, and Human Events, the three major mainstream hit pieces. In the last hour, it's on CBS News and Yahoo Entertainment News, and as I said before, it's spreading like wildfire. Raw Story put together a decent kind of compilation article, which is the only one I've read so far that's actually accurate compared to all the mainstream ones, which is insightful because...
I want you to put them all in our format, and I want my webmasters here to do that too. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's insightful because the mainstream articles are replete with bias, attacking the messenger.
And they also misquote.
Yeah, misappropriated quotes. And
no, not just misappropriated or out of context. Not just misappropriated or out of context. There are quotes Sheen didn't say in there.
Exactly. New York Post, who we had an inkling might do a piece a day or two ago.
Yeah, the biggest gossip page in the country, page 6.
Yeah. First thing they do is call Charlie Sheen bonkers. That's the quote, you know.
Well, he's joined the bonker. He's joined the
bonker
people, yeah.
Yeah, so right there, they've just insulted half, if not two-thirds, of their own readership. Zogby poll states 49% of New Yorkers believed government complicity, and 66% want a new investigation. If you take Sheen on his own comments, on his public comments at least, he never said who he thought was behind the attack. He simply expressed his doubts about the official story and called for a new investigation.
But see how they do that? See how they help us? Sheen's real careful about it, and it's like saying somebody murdered someone in this room. It's like the whodunit where they're all in the, you know, castle, 20 people around a round table, and the detective says, someone here murdered the count. And then somebody jumps up and goes, I didn't do it. How dare you say I did it? I did not say you did it, sir. But notice how they're doing that.
Right. But on his public comments alone, no matter what he said in private, he's in the 66% camp. So the New York Post just insulted two-thirds of its own readership by association. And as I said before, what the New York Post and Human Events then try and do is let Sheen hang himself with his own words. So
well, it's fair to say, Paul, things have gone nuclear.
Yeah, definitely. But the tactics they use are familiar. As you said, it only helps us in the end by Human Events, for example, reprinting such a lengthy transcript because people go and check it out for themselves. They think that people are just going to look at that, read it, and laugh it off.
Oh, yeah, the transcript where I'm going. Why do they warn the public officials not to fly? Why did NORAD stand down? Why did, you know, why did Silverstein say he blew the building up? And it's all right there, and a lot of people are going, yeah, I heard him say that.
Right.
One of those things in there, they're going to, and it's a bunch more, they're going to, yeah, that's true. Those fools don't even know. They don't. They are in such power trips, they don't know that even most of their conservative readers are on our side now.
Exactly, and then Human Events.
You see, they don't know what George Norrie knows. George Norrie is a good guy. He knows about 9/11, and he knows, you know, he knew years ago to let it out of the bag. He knew it was time to go public. He's
right.
Another trailblazer, by the way.
Yeah, we can only commend him as well. Human Events, this got me laughing, called Alex Jones a liberal talk show host, which is going to keep me laughing all through until next winter. Because, of course, their definition of a liberal is anyone that disagrees with the government on any issue whatsoever. That makes you a liberal. Again, it's a tar baby.
Liberals love the government and love the liberal story.
Yeah. The latest one is a CBS piece written by Bill Zwecker, who's also a journalist for Chicago Sun-Times, which, again, basically just reprints Sheen's comments, tries to hang him on his own words, which is a mistake in the extreme.
Yeah, they're delusional.
Another one that came out about an hour ago, Yahoo Entertainment News, says that the interview was on the GGN network. That's GGN. Again, a basic inability to...
Well, that's probably an attempt to not let people get to us.
I don't know. I think it's just ignorance and stupidity. You know, something that the trusted mainstream is supposed to be emblematic of, fact-checking, falls down again and again, which leads us to the Boston Herald. Now, the Boston Herald piece is telling because they reprint what was originally a transcript error that I had made that we almost immediately corrected in the PrisonPlanet.com article. But they just lifted it wholesale straight away. So what does it prove? It tells us that they just copied it from the original article. They did not listen to the audio interview whatsoever. Now, obviously, if this was some blog commenting on our article and they just lifted our quotes, then no complaints. But this is, you know, the Boston Herald, the very kind of organization that would sneer at us and call us pseudo-journalists.
Yeah, it's like a 300-year-old paper.
Yeah, they're lifting quotes attributed to Mr. Sheen directly from our so-called fringe conspiracy website without even checking out that they're genuine. The so-called bastions of professional...
Well, even last night, major publications were claiming it wasn't even Charlie Sheen.
Right. I mean, and we could have said that Sheen said reptoids from the planet Squid attacked the towers with laser beams. Would they have reprinted that?
Stay there, Paul. We'll continue. A lot of international and national news coming up as well, and your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us. All the latest news at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We have millions and millions of listeners and web readers every week. And if you as listeners out there will go to all the message boards of CBS and Yahoo News and all these other places where they're putting out these hit pieces and then post the truth, post links, have your comments, and send emails to a lot of the reporters themselves. A lot of them aren't agents. They're just idiots, and we can inform them, so that's something important to do. Before we go any further, there's a big special this month ending in just a few days where you get almost half a year free when you sign up for yearly membership. You get 5.3 months free when you get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, where you get my weekly TV show, the special video reports. Got a great one with a Charlie Sheen interview where we videotaped my interview with him in studio. He was on the phone. I was in studio. And we put documents and articles up the whole time he talks. It's a little 35-minute mini-doc. That's going up today. In fact, guys, I forgot to tell you, go ahead and start uploading that. I want to get that up by tonight. And you know, that's going to be free for everybody in the low bandwidth. We can't afford to put it out in high bandwidth for everyone. The high bandwidth, high-quality version will be for members at PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, Paul's book, my book, all our best audio interviews, a whole bunch of other documentaries like Loose Change 2 and George Humphrey's documentary on 9/11. There's over 50 documentaries, over 1,000 pieces of media. Go get a monthly membership, $5.95. It is a great activist tool to burn and download the audios, the videos, the books. You can put them on disc or print them off. I mean, it is just a treasure trove. Over 1,000 pieces of media, and you're authorized to download and burn copies of mine. They're up there. So please do that. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day with a monthly subscription, or you can get the yearly and get it for even less, almost half off. So PrisonPlanet.tv, or go to Infowars.com and get hard copies of Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, my two big films on 9/11. Get them. Make copies. Get them out to people. Infowars.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Paul, the establishment, some of the elites have got to be scared right now that this story is going so big.
Well, yeah, I believe they are. They're also, in a sense, they have to cover it to exclude themselves from being accused of covering it up, because if they said nothing about it whatsoever, then that would be even more suspicious.
That's right. They're in a catch-22. They've got to report some or lose all credibility.
Yeah, and an example of that, if I can read a couple of sentences from one of the latest pieces out of Town Hall. Wackier than Dad, lefty moonbat Charlie Sheen, who believes the Twin Towers were deliberately imploded by the government. Again, he didn't actually say that, but let's go on. Quote, well, when you can't defeat a US president by incessantly accusing him of lying a country into war, I suppose the next best thing is to accuse him of orchestrating the attacks of 9/11.
But it's admitted that they did lie about the war.
Yeah.
You got to write a piece about that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Then it says, insane is an understatement, but the funny thing is, if you're convinced an American president is guilty of murdering thousands of innocent Americans, you don't call for a truly independent investigation of the transgressions. You call for him to be drawn and quartered in the public square. So, again, it's attributing things to Sheen that he never said. He never said that Bush orchestrated the attacks, because...
No, I did.
Yeah, you did, but we're not saying Bush himself, because Bush couldn't orchestrate his way out of a paper bag. What they're doing is working through a formula of smear.
Straw man.
Not listen to the interview, and it's a big tar baby to say Bush carried out 9/11 to smear everybody.
It's straw man.
Yeah.
And then Sheen responds and says, I didn't say that. Oh, you're backing off your statement now. Well, no, I never said that.
Right.
Good points, Paul. Let's continue into the third hour. A little bit more on this, and we'll get into some of the international and national news. We covered some in the first hour, but more of that is coming up in the third hour, 70 seconds away. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Break.